Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe for our That's a Wrap segment, where we recap the previous game before moving on to the next one. And let's talk a little bit about the playoff picture right now. With the loss on Sunday, the Patriots are the number three seed, but still some things could happen between them, but they're going to need some help.
Absolutely. You figure the way Denver's been playing, Denver's right now in the two seed. Houston, the way they've played really throughout the season, they're the number one seed. The Patriots would need to beat Jacksonville and Miami and probably need some help from one or both of those other teams. Now, if Denver stumbles against either Cleveland or Kansas City, or Houston stumbles against Minnesota or Indy, then things could change. But right now, Houston with 12 wins, Denver with 11 wins, the Patriots with 10, that's the way it stands right now. And if you figured that they'll ultimately be in that third seed, then you start thinking about the wild card opponents. And really, the AFC North is not yet confirmed. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, they're all in the mix. Baltimore has clinched a playoff spot, but not the division yet. So a lot still to play out, but right now it's looking like that three seed is likely.
Well, let's get to some leftover items from the San Francisco game. And one thing I want to touch on, something that really stood out to me, was Brandon Lloyd. And, you know, when he played the Rams, he had two touchdown catches, and he really downplayed that. But on Sunday, he had 190 receiving yards, 10 catches, his second high this season. And I really think that he got overshadowed by Randy Moss, the Niners in general, the loss. And I think that he deserves a lot of credit for the way he played on Sunday.
Some huge plays in that game. A career high in receiving right. yards, and certainly the 53-yard catch leading up to, I believe it was the tying touchdown, was a great play. And he really did stand out. And really tied into that is Tom Brady setting a career high in passing attempts in this game, topping what had been his career high against Seattle earlier this year. It makes you wonder, you know, the more passing attempts Tom Brady has, that's not a great formula for victory. But this was really a game. In the second half, he threw the ball 46 times, which for an entire game, which would be a lot. Now, they were running a lot of no huddle. There were a lot of possessions. Obviously, they were throwing the ball a lot down the stretch, so that kind of contributed. But Tom Brady with a career high in passing attempts, not exactly what you want to see. And you mentioned Randy Moss. Moss scores the first touchdown of the game. And at that time, former Patriot, back at his old stomping grounds, you figure that's going to be one of the big stories of the game. Completely overshadowed by what happened in the ensuing 55 minutes, but worth a mention how Moss, who retired last year, he comes back to Foxborough and is a part of a win for the Niners.
It's a shame it couldn't have gone better for the Patriots, but still some good things to take out of that
certainly,
loss.
Certainly.
Well, let's get to some things we're going to watch this week. Maybe we'll see Gronk return this week. Maybe we'll see him in the Jacksonville game. Who knows? But a couple of other guys, Dennard and Chung, they've battled some injuries. What can we expect this week from them?
Well, first to Gronk. I'm starting to think more and more that we will see him this week. This will be a big test, you know, seeing him out there. If he's out there Wednesday, right. then Thursday, then Friday. He was out there last Friday. I wasn't surprised he didn't play against the Niners, but, you know, now it's looking like he might be close. Dennard left the game, didn't play in the second half, and I think they had such a good thing going with comfort levels of everybody in their spots. If Dennard has to miss some time, you put Kyle Arrington back out to the outside. I don't think that's his comfort zone, so that's an area to watch. And Patrick Chung played really most of the second half in place of Steve Gregory. Certainly a situation to monitor. Chung had not been playing much at all since he came back from injury. So the secondary and Rob Gronkowski, those are the big things to look for this week. Unfortunately, with the Jacksonville Jaguars, there aren't a whole lot of interesting topics, but we'll probably get to a few as the week goes on.
Yeah, well, you know what they say around here.
What do they say
turning
around
the
here?
Page. I'm turning the page. So no matter what level this team is, they're only focused about Jacksonville right now.
Whether the upcoming opponent is 12-2 or 2-12 like the Jaguars, that is their focus.
Right. So we'll have a lot more to monitor this week, but that will wrap it up for this segment of Toyota's Patriots Today. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.